You're listening to WONY Oneonta, 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio.
Get the peanut butter out of here!
Hey man, you seen that bear go by here?
A bear?
Yeah man, he had on a Ranger's hat.
A bear with a Ranger's hat? Aw, come on, man.
Yeah man, he had a shovel in his hand too.
Oh, did he have a picnic basket too?
No man, not that bear. You know, like the bear that checks out the forest, man.
Oh, what's he checking out, man?
Well, like he's checking out for careless people, man, who start fires in the forest.
Oh, that sounds real heavy, man.
Hey, well, it is. You know, like every year some dude forgets to put out his campfire and a match or a cigarette or something else, you know. And like thousands of acres go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, man?
That's right. Yeah, smoke. Like in fire that could burn up this place.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that's why the bear, he says, only you can prevent forest fires.
Hey, I know that bear, man. What's his name again?
Smokey Bear.
Well, what do you need him for, man?
Because I need a ride back to the city.
A public service of the Forest Service, USDA, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, welcome back and hope you had a restful break. Here's some things to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 20th, join the Health and Wellness Center for Coffee with the Counseling Center. This will be happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Hunt Union by the reception desk. Also happening on Monday, join Activities Council for their seasonal arts and crafts event. This will be happening from 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the International Lounge. On Tuesday, from 12 to 1 p.m., join SUNY Oneonta for a Transfer Talk roundtable conversation. This will be happening in the Welcome Center from 12 to 1 p.m. Lastly, on Tuesday, join Activities Council for a round of Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, join SUNY Oneonta's Counseling Health and Wellness Center for a Medication Take Back Day. This will be happening from 1 to 4 p.m. in the Fitz Lobby. Also happening on Wednesday, join the Global Education Office for Study Abroad Edition Trivia. This will be happening from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room of Hunt Union. Also happening on Thursday, join Film Club for their showing of Corpse Bride. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. Hope to see you there. On Friday, join WONY for our event Hollow WONY, featuring live bands like Coleslaw, The Witch, and Buffalo Joe and the Hobos. Costumes are encouraged. This will be happening from 6 to 9 p.m. on Friday in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Saturday, join Club Odyssey for the return of Spooky Skate Jam. This will be happening from 1 to 9 p.m. on Water Street. Also happening on Saturday, join the GSA for Drag Ball. This will be happening from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. in the ballroom. Lastly, on Sunday, join the Activities Council for a Halloween decorating party. This will be happening from 6 to 9 p.m. in Hunt Union. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great week, everyone, and keep it locked.
What's up? Hey guys, welcome back to the second week of Medleys, Mixes, and Maddie B. I am your host, DJ Maddie B, and I'm so glad that you could make it back for perhaps your second week in a row. And hey, maybe if it's even your first week, that's totally fine too. Just to recap, last week, obviously the introductory episode or installment or mix or medley, whatever you want to call it, we kind of did a deep dive into kind of some surface level, what do I listen to? What does Maddie B be streaming? What does Maddie B streams? You know what I mean? So we talked about K-pop, we talked about show tunes, we talked about some indie rock, some dad tunes, some dad rock as I like to call it. We kind of touched the surf, kind of glazed over the surface of all the different genres I like to listen to. And I decided, what better way to kick off, you know, episode two than, you guessed it, K-pop. Guys, today we're doing K-pop. I know this can honestly be polarizing for some people. You either love K-pop. Okay, you want to know, there are three different kinds of people. You love K-pop. You've heard K-pop maybe on TikTok. You know some BTS, some Blackpink. Or you just don't like K-pop. And if you don't like K-pop, that hurts my heart. And it's no offense to you, but I'm hoping that maybe today's episode could maybe convert you. Maybe show you the other side and show you what you're missing in this K-pop iceberg. So I could go through all the major groups. I could go through some smaller groups. But today, because it's my show and I want to do what I want to do, we're going to listen to some of my favorite songs and artists. And I thought, what better way to start off this K-pop installment than with the a little bit of a newer group. This is Illit. Guys, please do not hate me. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but they came out with an EP this year. I think it was their second EP. Don't quote me on that one, but they had a bunch of different songs on this one that were, they were all really different. It was different from their like debut stuff. I really liked it, but specifically this song stood out to me, and I am about to butcher the pronunciation, so lock in for that. Bilyan Goyangi, Do the Dance. Okay, so this is Bilyan Goyangi, Do the Dance by Illit from their EP Bomb. And I hope that you all enjoy. Guys, what did we think of Bilyan Goyangi, Do the Dance by Illit? I'm really sorry. Maybe I need to look that up next time before the show. I want to apologize. Yeah, I was a little quiet there at the start, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what am I doing wrong? Obviously, my laptop decided to not be up all the way, so my apologies for a little bit of the quiet sound at the beginning. Seems like we rectified it. But yeah, we're going to keep moving and grooving here, guys. Up next... Now, I wouldn't want to overstep and say this is a classic, but they are an older group. I'm going to say third. Oh, guys, is this second or third gen? To my K-poppers, yo, hit me up. Let me know. Is Big Bang, that's third gen, no? Guys, am I lying? Oh, goodness. Now I can't remember. They're either second or third gen. They're older. They're not. I don't know if they're releasing any stuff now, but they had a couple really big hits. You might know one of the members from the second season of Squid Games. That is Top T.O.P. is one of the members of Big Bang. And if you saw some edits on your social media platforms, they were definitely editing top to this next song. If you can guess it, this next song is Fantastic Baby. This had a generational run on social media over the past year when Squid Game's second season came out. And honestly, I'm glad it did because, guys, please don't kill me. Like, I haven't watched second season yet, but I really do like this song, and thank goodness that it blew up on social media. Oh, thank you to Liliana Grande, Nini the second and the third. It is second gen. Big Bang is second gen. Thank you so much, Lily. You're the K-pop goat. Shout out OK Crew. We might as well because we're on air and we're doing K-pop. Shout out OK Crew. But yeah, next, you don't even need to guess. I already said it. We're going to be listening to Fantastic Baby by Big Bang from their album Alive. That is Fantastic Baby by Big Bang from their album Alive. Hope you enjoy.
붙여라 모두 모여라 We gon' party like 맘을 열어라 머리 비워라 불을 지펴라 정답은 묻지 말고 그대로 받아들여 느낌대로 가 Alright 하늘을 마주하고 두 손을 다 위로 저 위로 날 뛰고 싶어 Fantastic baby dance I wanna dance, 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 dance Fantastic baby dance I wanna dance, 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 dance Wow, fantastic baby
이 난장판에 hey. 끝판왕 차례 hey. 땅을 흔들고 3분은 엄부 충분한 race Way. 분위기는 과열 Catch me on fire 진짜가 나타나
부터 열까지 모든 게 다 한 수위 볼에 벌판 위를 미친 듯이 뛰어봐도 거뜬한 우리 하늘은 충분히 너무나 푸르니까 아무것도 묻지 말란 말이야 느끼란 말이야 내가 누군지
심장 소리에 맞게 뛰기 시작해 막이 끝날 때까지 yeah. I can't baby don't stop this 오늘은 타락해 미쳐봐
Fantastic baby
dance
Yo, Fantastic Baby. Oh my goodness. I love that song. And it seems like other people do too. Shout out my friend Lexi who's tapped in. She said, okay, this song's so fire. I said, yeah, no. Yeah, no. Oh my goodness. So yeah, that's a good one. Highly recommend checking out Big Bang if you never have before. Up next, guys, this should be, you'll come as no shocker to anyone, but we're going to be playing a song from arguably my favorite K-pop group. I almost want to classify them as my favorite boy group. Because I really do, like, I don't think it's almost like apples and oranges in the sense that the styles are so different. I think that, honestly, K-pop is sometimes too much of a conglomerate, like, too much of an umbrella for the whole genre, honestly. But that's a whole other topic. But I guess favorite boy group, this would have to be Stray Kids, guys. Who saw that coming? Genuinely, who, like, raise your hands if you saw that coming. Like, from home, raise your hands right now, because I know you're probably raising them. As I mentioned on last week's installment, I have seen them in concert before. Actually, incredible performers. Shout out Maddie Wick, my roommate. I'm always talking about Maddie Wick, guys. What can I say? I'm always going to concert with them, so it's just, we're in the territory. I mean, I'm going to bring them up. But shout out to Maddie Wick also, because they were my first, like, gateway into K-pop. I mean, I saw this man on the wall. I said, who is this man? And from there, it was just, it was like a snowball effect. I had to know everything about him and then the group and then the genre. And then I was just so tapped in. And then there's the whole, like, choreography and dancing side of it, which if you never tapped into that, I would highly recommend it. And hey, maybe I'm biased because I am an OK Crew. I'm shouting them out once again. Maybe I'm just biased because I'm an OK Crew. But if you like dancing, you like some hype beats, why not check out OK Crew? OK, guys, they meet at 4 in Fine Arts in the dance studio. Not to shout them out too much, though, but I just had to let you know. If that's something you're interested in, I always like to see campus engagement. OK, guys, like, please go check them out. They're fantastic. Fantastic, baby. But yeah, coming up next, this is, I would not say typical to their style. The song is very different from a lot of their discography. But when I first heard it, when it first came out, I was like, oh my goodness, what is this melody? But up next, guys, we have Twilight by Stray Kids from the album 8, as in A-T-E. Not like 8, like the number 8, although there are 8 members. I know it's confusing. But here, coming at you fast, is Twilight by Stray Kids from their album 8. That's right, guys. That was Twilight by Stray Kids. I feel like I don't need to necessarily introduce too much on this next tune, only because it's by the same artist, guys. I had to double it. Shout out Mario Party, if you know what I mean. But yeah, coming up next is another Stray Kids song. We're going to throw it back a little bit. 8 came out in 2025. This is from the album Skiz 2021, SKZ 2021, okay? This was a big, like, it was almost like a mixtape, kind of, but it was from 2021. It's kind of all I really have to, you know, do for explaining. It's very much like in season, not to kind of give away the title here, but it's giving, you know, sweater weather. It's giving the autumn leaves are falling, okay? Guys, you guessed it. This next tune is Hoodie Season by Stray Kids from SKZ or Skiz 2021, okay? That is Hoodie Season by Stray Kids, Skiz 2021, and I hope that you enjoy.
Da 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 da
Oh my goodness, guys. Did we like that or did we like that? Be honest with me right now, okay? Oh my goodness, I love that song. I was chatting up with my friends who are tapped in right now. Shout out Lexi and Lily. They're keeping it live. They're keeping it real. And while they both agreed, this song is so fire, Lily said something that was so transcendent and so important to me, which was hashtag let stray kids be dorks again. This is not to discredit any of their noisy, you know, more bombastic music, but bring back some dorky little cute little fun music, guys. I just want to sit in my room and go, hoodie, banana, da, 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 boogie, boogie, fuck up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, raise your hand if you know what I mean. Like, tap in if you know what I mean, guys. We're jumping over. We're still in the same company. We're still under JYP Entertainment here, guys. But we're jumping over to arguably their biggest group. I don't know if you want to say Triggers, you want to say it twice. I'm not here to argue on that. But we're going to be listening to some Twice, okay? This song, okay. I love a bunch of Twice songs. This one, oh, just speaks to me. And if you're sitting at home and you're like, oh, I know what she's going to play, think again, though. Because the song that you're thinking of, that I know you're thinking of, that we're thinking of, because you don't think I'm thinking of the group. Okay, we're going to be playing that on a winter-type playlist, okay? We're not going to play it today. We have to save it, okay? We have to keep the fans coming back for more, okay? So today we're going to be diving into some Alcohol Free by Twice from their Taste of Love EP, okay, guys? Although it's fall, this is going to give some summer vibes, okay? We need, like, you know when that warm sun is coming in through the window and you're like, oh, I crave summer, even though I was just complaining about it last week. That's what this song is for me, okay, guys? Up next, we are listening to Alcohol Free by Twice from their Taste of Love EP. Get ready to be transported to the Bahamas. Guys, what did we think about Alcohol Free by Twice, huh? That's a good one. No lies detected here, folks, okay? It's a good one. We're going to jump right over into another second-gen K-pop group. Can you guess who it is? I'll give you 1 second. Second's over. It is SHINee. Okay, guys, we're going to be tapping into some SHINee today, okay? Now, there were many songs I could have chose. I don't know, guys. Don't comment on that. But today I have selected for us Sherlock Clue Plus Note, in parentheses, by SHINee from Sherlock, the fourth mini album. Okay, guys, this was one of those songs I discovered early on in my K-pop career. Yes, K-pop career. I'm calling it a career because I devote a lot of time and money to it. But when I heard the song, I was like, oh, yes, yes. And a little bit more yes, please, because this song is so good. Okay, guys, and if you disagree with me, that's okay, but I have a feeling that it'd be really hard to resist this next song, Sherlock Clue Plus Note by SHINee from Sherlock, the fourth mini album. So, I'm curious. Yeah. Guys, that was Sherlock, Clue and Nope by Shinee. They have a bunch of other songs. Ring Ding Dong, you've probably heard on social media before. It had its moment back in like 2021. It resurfaced, had a resurgence. But yeah, Shinee, such solid group, more than solid. I mean, they're honestly tastemakers in my opinion. Again, my opinion. But we're going to keep it thrown back in the second gen. Actually, no, I just lied. This next group, okay, let me run this down because I realize that if you're not like familiar to like the colloquial K-pop terms, you're not going to know what I mean, but I say like second gen, third gen, whatever. Essentially, they classify groups by when they debut. So like, think BTS. They debuted before, was it? Oh man, I'm going to forget the year, but they fell into a certain like time frame of years. So like any groups that debuted after like 2018, that's considered fourth gen. And then those years in between that, that's third gen, then second gen. So it's essentially a classification of like when the group debuted. And even groups that are still active like now, they're still considered the gen from when they first debuted. So that's kind of a little bit of a little K-pop rundown for you there. But next up, you probably have also heard this song on social media. This is Russian Roulette by Red Velvet from their the third mini album, Russian Roulette third mini album. This song, you probably heard it. What, I think it was in the Trolls movie, no? I think it was. Such a good song. You probably heard it in the Trolls movie. You probably heard it before, maybe in general. It's a very popular K-pop song. This is a very popular K-pop. K-pop group in general, but this song, this is gonna get you hype. It's gonna get you feeling just real good. Okay, so coming up next, this is Russian Roulette by Red Velvet, and I hope that you enjoy. Hello, hello. I'm back. To my friends that were calling WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, I am so sorry that I missed your call. I was so tapped into my music. Okay, we got a call coming in. 1 second, my friends. Hi, thank you for calling WONY 90.9 FM. This is DJ Maddie B. Would you like to be on air today? All right, one moment, please. All right, you are on. Hello, my friend. Who do we have calling in today?
This is Mama B calling in for Maddie B. Just want to give a shout out from Rochester, New York.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for calling, Mama B. I had no clue if you were tapped in today.
Tapped in right now.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you so much for calling in today. Do you have any highlights for you today from today's music? Which one did you really like?
So I did like the one that you just played, and I was wondering if there was any way you could do the one called Donut, or is that just too repetitive?
No, not repetitive by any means, but if you heard me earlier, I was hinting at the fact that, to me, that's like classic K-pop Christmas, so I was planning on saving that particular tune for my Christmas episode, or not even necessarily Christmas, but holiday or wintertime episode, but trust me, I will be playing that in the future. I know how much everyone loves Donut by Twice.
Okay, so then we'll save that. Is there anything you could do maybe from, I don't, how about this one? This is a throwback to, like, the 90s. It's from the Hanson Brothers, Mbop.
Oh, the Mbop. I'm curious, what genre would you classify that as? Because I'm going to be doing some themed episodes in the future, and I'd love to throw that into a playlist for a themed episode. Or maybe we could have family picks.
So that one definitely, I think it's the 90s, like mid-90s, so okay. Decades past, perhaps.
Okay, well, I'm definitely going to do a family episode, so please put a pin in that one. Put it in your back pocket and save it, and then you'll be able to, I'll make sure I play that in the future, okay?
All right, well, listen, Maddie B, you know Mama B's taste, so why don't you just show me one that kind of just really reaches into the love of your mother?
Actually, I think I have one for you, okay? And it might be the next one or maybe the one after, okay? We'll see with time, okay? But thank you so much for calling in today.
All right, love you, bye.
I love you too, all right, bye.
Bye.
Well, guys, that was, if you couldn't tell, that was Mama B, a.k.a. my mother. One of my biggest fans, my biggest supporters. I love her dearly. And as stressful as the phones are to answer, I so appreciate her tapping in and calling in. You guys are all more than welcome to call in. The number is 607-436-2711 at WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. But we have a lot of music to get to. So if you want to listen. And let's tap into this next one. This is a newer group. This is fourth gen. This is NewJeans. Now, NewJeans is on indefinite hiatus. I think I talked about it in the last installment, which makes me very sad because they were having a generational run. Like, it was bop after bop after hit after hit. I don't know if I have a favorite out of all their discography, but this next one, this is going to be ETA by NewJeans from their second EP again. That is ETA by NewJeans. And Mama B, shout out to you for this next one and the one after that. It's going to be your vibe, I feel. All right, enjoy.
Yeah.
Well, Mama B, if you're still listening, I hope that that one was to your taste. But really, truly, I think that this next one, this might be the kicker for you. Like, I feel like this, I think that this is a recreation or a cover of a song, a K-pop song from the 90s, actually. So I'm really hoping that this is giving what you're looking for. This next one is Candy by NCT Dream from Candy, the Winter Special mini album. It also says album and EP. That's one thing about K-pop is they're going to release a single album, an EP, a mini EP, a special, blah, 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 blah. And honestly, I'm here for it every single time, but it is quite confusing. But on that note, yes, up next is Candy by NCT Dream. Shout out Mama B. I hope everyone digs this next tune. you have it, guys. That was Candy by NCT Dream. Mama B, I hope that you saw what I meant by the vibes. Like, I hope that that was kind of up your alley. I feel like it was giving 90s. Could I be wrong? 100% I wasn't even alive back then. So what do I know about the 90s? As we're winding down the evening here, I'm realizing we're at a standstill. I have 9 minutes and I have 10 minutes of music queued up here. So I had to make a tough call. If you guys are more than welcome, and I would be really happy if you would go check out this song. It's called Drunk Dazed, DRUNK-DAZED, Drunk Dazed by Enhypen, ENHYPEN, from Border Carnival. That's the album. Really, really good song. That might be my favorite bridge in all of K-pop is in that song. But I just don't think we have the time for it, unfortunately. We have two other songs I really want to get to. So we're going to have to bypass that one. And Hype and I Love You, I promise I will put you in the next installment in some way, shape, or form, because that song is just too good to pass up. But if you have time later tonight, go give that a listen again. Drunk Dazed by Enhypen from Border Carnival. But instead, we are going to move on to... House of Cards by BTS from the album The Most Beautiful Moment in Life, Young Forever. Okay, my BTS, my army out there, Bora Hey, this is for you guys. This is arguably my favorite song of theirs, although they have so much good music, it's hard to really say. But this next one, House of Cards by BTS from The Most Beautiful Moment in Life, Young Forever, the longest title ever, but I hope that you enjoy.
Yeah.
So, guys, that was House of Cards by BTS. As we're winding down here, we got about 4 minutes left, sadly. But as I did last week and as I hope to continue doing, I want to leave you guys all with something that's most likely new to you, and it's also new to me. This last song is called Dissolve by artist Glimmer. It is a single from this year. I have never heard it. You guys maybe have never heard it either. If you have, that's awesome. But I kind of want to leave you guys with something new that's also new to me. So up next here we got Dissolve by Glimmer. I hope you enjoy. Guys, that was Dissolve by Glimmer. I really like that a lot. Obviously very juxtaposed from the K-pop we had today, but I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. Again, this was second episode of Medley's Mixes and Maddie B. Again, I have been your DJ, Maddie B, and it has been my sincere pleasure to share this evening with you, to share this music with you. Again,